Now this week's Unger Report, in which Brian Unger takes on a national crisis that President Bush failed to mention in last week's State of the Union address, a crisis of the heart. Here's Brian.
The president's State of the Union address has gotten a lot of play over the past week. We've heard much chatter about oil addiction, animal-human hybrids, and switchgrass. But it's time to talk about a different State of the Union, equally in peril. I'm talking about celebrity unions. Stand in a line in any supermarket, and you'll see for yourself. The State of the Union in Hollywood is a disaster, criminy. No one can stay married in that town. It's like love moves to Hollywood to die. And the grocery aisle press corps is writing its obituary. Waiting to buy milk is an emotional roller coaster of Brad and Jen and, well, Brad and Jen. Then on Friday night, late word of another celebrity couple crack-up. Sheryl Crow and Lance Armstrong, a tour de fizzle. Fresh off the news that Heather Locklear and Richie Sambora are history, on the heels of Hilary Swank and Chad Lowe's public parting, and in the wake of Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson's unexpected divorce, Hollywood, how many tears do you have left? You might think the lesson learned here is this. Dump your loved one on a Friday night. Like announcing a bad earnings report, political scandal, product recall, or a firing, releasing bad news to the public on a Friday night is customary. The hope is that in newsrooms across the country, journalists go home early. There's no one or no time to react to a PR sneak attack, and the less agile weekend staff is caught shorthanded and flat-footed. Concurrently, TV viewership drops. It's as if the 24-hour information age goes into deep freeze. Bad news is old news by Monday, or the few exposed to it will simply forget. Not true in Hollywood. Friday night breakups give the Hollywood press corps the entire weekend to ask every other star promoting a movie, a charity, or a new line of pajamas what they think about their fellow celebrities' breakups. Thus, the epic Monday morning wrap-up in Splitsville, featuring someone, say, like Big Mama's House, two-star Martin Lawrence, who's shocked, just shocked, at the sudden breakup of Sheryl and Lance.
Don't leave me hanging on to promises. You've got to let me know.
The real crisis facing the state of our unions outside Hollywood is a possible rash of copycat divorces among non-celebrity couples. If the famous are shining role models for dead love, it's only a matter of time before the non-famous pick up the trend. Couples, be wary of the supermarket checkout line. Instead of a loaf of bread, your spouse may bring home a six-pack of irreconcilable differences. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.